like to welcome all of you that has joined us for the God of Foundation program, usually every Sunday morning, and we would like to take this time to welcome you and thank you for joining us. New Methodists, I believe that we are all worshiping from home together as a family due to the review and also the announcement that we have made that for us to refrain from congregating, and I believe that we are already at home, and I believe for New Zealand, Australia, as well as America, you are there as a zone, and we would like also to welcome you. So thank you for taking the time to join us every Sunday morning. Well, this is from Lot 3 Sikolo Road in Lothala Beach Estate. We have a little worship center out here with all the grandchildren and the children, so we have been blessed, and also the team from ITV that are here with us as well. So thank you. Yet again for joining us. Well, to USA, thank you for the update this morning. We have Koti Mandara arriving in San Francisco zone. Thank you, Auntie Frances, for your setup this morning, the update. And also to Santa Rosa East, I believe you're at the Hyatt Regency in the Sonoma Valley. Welcome and thank you for logging in today.
Oh,
and we have Santa Rosa West all the way in Dancing Pennyway. Thank you for joining us. The Nangara says Rondrondro together with Puti. So thank you for joining us this morning. Sacramento is a little bit different, though, because of the current restrictions. You people are doing Zoom. Wakambulutiko bikiom donetiko na pala ni Taltalangas na Bo and Auntie Saini and Taltalangas Tivang and Auntie Anna. Not forgetting Lissy and Tora. You are actually having your virtual meeting this morning due to the current restrictions. Not forgetting Taltalamero and Galerero all the way in Sacramento and all the other respective families that have joined in. The new families, though, welcome and thank you for joining them from home and being part of this service this morning. Also to Mrs. Vasena Hitchcock, thank you also for taking the time to join in. And that's for USA. Well, in New Zealand, we have the Auckland region that are having their combined out in Auckland City, Devonport. We would like to welcome all of you for Auckland region that are joining. They're having a combined service for the morning as well as for the afternoon. Vinakapakale, we came down to Taltalangasikedi in Auckland region. We came down to Sungani, for Bay of Plenty. I believe you people had yours last Sunday, and you're logging in from your respective zone this morning. So there is to Napier, and we have Taupo, we have Rotorua, and Tauranga. So welcome, New Zealand. And for Australia, I believe you have your own respective zone within your region. And yet another acknowledgement to Melbourne, which is new on the list for us. And thank you to the Sukani family, as well as everybody else out there in Griffiths. We have Hay, Inverell, we have Tamworth, and also for the Sydney South and West. And not forgetting all those people in Griffiths, Tanaka Stokai and PJ Bulavinaka, and welcome. And not forgetting all those that I've forgotten to mention, we would like to acknowledge the fact that you have joined us this morning. Well, in the United States of America, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. I know it's a commitment because it's your Saturday. And for Europe, it's your evening on a Saturday evening, and it's our daytime here. Maybe some of you have gone to sleep, but when you wake up in the morning and you log in and listen to this service this morning, we would like to yet again say welcome and thank you. We're Canada East Lincoln and Northern Division of Akambotini on the Mission Sunday in Singanikoa. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to do this. And we're saying to Tothoko, we're going to be able to do Canada, na New Methodist.
And tsunami a bit mai. Sekatalani mulai dah bikin demi ono ilau pateke watoa. And anun mai loizake asa muala. Bikin dekan da sutawa na ualoka and naga. Ua tale tale ni volcano kaya mai tonga. And sabi na numitu kena masu na singa binangan ikua. Kau sabo mulai tu kena maten tu etolu mono waturang kumbuna. Watalagi na mono waturang berbesana. Weita di ninganga na tobata. Nimbula binaka na singa binangan ikua mai lau. Lakau nrobe mbuwa ke maduata. Sinule dami na sarwa turang omba wate kina sana waturang maira nimbula binaka na sarwa turang na nungan osa seru ken mos na tasiri tele bu wate kirawa nimbula binaka mai na bia tuana na lo mai biti kama tala kina mai kandabu ke onda ke sara na ke na bim barabi o ke onda ke sara ke na vito sea ke na kabina no me boleta na na ibaga roka ya mai sapa kambula tugani na lot 3 Sekolo Road lo tala bitse
haleluya
ena singa vina gani unimber ni ndo tiku weekend na sere ena nga mimi nda bang bula tal nga weekend na le meeting na sa lako bangito ba la laka weekend tal nga lako bang ande ba buli se le ngarabi ena vi bol ni bula na vi ngarabi ba bula ni bula minaka ena singa vina ni kwa ni bula mai amerika ba tal nga mata tu and tu ena via sara ba ga asia mai japan mai korea mai taiwan mai taipei mai thailand ka ba tal nga mai indonesia malaysia ni bula minaka singa vina ni
kwa
pakistan tal nga vi kem do baro ti mai na bulo le bo o iraki ke da security companies ni bulo mina ka ngim do sema ti mai ni do war ti ti mai na nomini itali ti ti mai na program na go god of foundation ni bulo mina ka mata la kina mai da toka lo elo ma mai na bindela na mai na abuno ko siria au sa bo bulo ti bani ka na sibina ni ko na be nu ku mai sena ni bulo mina ka mai tsipita na sibina ni ko la ko na tambana baka mata ibalu sena tambana baka obisa ni le ngrabi bi ngrabi tu ni bulo mina ka ni bulo mina ka ni na zorbo ni ngito tu mai tsapani bulo ko europe spain ko bulo armenia batala ki no france england batala ki ke mina british army british navy se na royal navy ki na royal force ni bulo mina ka
haleluya
ko sa bo bulo ti bani en mataka ni sina ni kana mi kana oseani na sere watalaki na bi osei God of Foundation and baka pure baka sama ki mi kenda na sigi na nyone pim bole ki mi kenda notal na levolo and runundolu rosa nga bulu karwa se ni wala mi kenda na na tuile na lo mani wasoasa bi soka ki tiko mi bitu mbe na tobi la wani ki na bualu se mi bitu na bualu molo sumba na tobi sa baka bule tu gani na sigi na nyu ka bi kenda na repetiko and bi motokabo ki tau kei se na taxi se na ben se na keria lo ni ndobu se lo ni kau sabo ambule tugani ena singa bina ni mini bus se namba sile ni sabo ambule tugani se bina ni ni taka ni ke ni sar sar tuma television se ni sar sar tuma wale se platform se ni sar ba tuma na Facebook sabo ambule tugani se bina ni kwa
not forgetting the Wanganivalu family all the way from Pennsylvania Bulavinaka and thank you for your great support towards the ministry and every other cause that you have faithfully have done so over the years and also would like to acknowledge the Manila zone Talangastiko Auntie Mariani Tukana now and my friend Christian welcome and I know that you are out there in Manila it can be lonely sometimes away from home but thank you and also welcome to Manila Zone this morning so thank you for being part of this service we're going to start with a song our family is going to sing a song with us if you know the lyrics and you know the song join us and also sing with us from the comfort of your home
Morabi Betiso
Morabi Betiso
Inna ngauna, inna inna, inna inna,
morami tibua, inna tau sa bilatai, na lama o tauga, na mundo mua, mo maima,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Nda kinda bakatal manda wakandua na kalule muna alo tambu. And the singer na nikuala betanga manalinga matau, ruwa tolu.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name.
We commit this time, O Lord. We thank you, Father God,
yes, Father,
for the word that we'll share, enlightening and also beneficial and a blessing to those that are watching this morning.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, as we commit our nation, our leaders, and we commit all the churches, the Christian churches, wherever they are, we commit unto you. We thank you, Father God, for your word, a blessing into our life. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And
amen. Hallelujah. It's an honor. It's a privilege. We talked about last week the power of prayer. You know, when we pray, we speak to God. When we listen or read the word, God is speaking back to us. So it's a communication. We hear, we read, and now we speak to God through prayer. So with prayer, is something part of our life. When Jesus said to the disciple and to the people, he said, when you pray. He's not saying if you pray. So it got nothing to do if you pray or not pray. No.
Amen.
It's supposed to be part of our life to pray. In the morning, in the afternoon, never limited. You can pray with one sentence. You can pray with just saying his name.
Amen.
You can pray long. You can pray short. You can pray crying. You can pray laughing or praising or singing. It's just a matter of communicating to God. It's very important because our relationship with God depends on our communication. You better your communication, you better your relationship. Just like husband and wife, it's just like a family. When we have a good communication, that means we have a good relationship. Our relationship based on our communication. So we will talk more on prayer.
I believe prayer, you know, appears so simple or sounds so simple because it's one of the basic of being a Christian and knowing God. Prayer is very important in the essence that you're talking to somebody you know. You have that personal relationship with him. And like we mentioned last Sunday, that maybe some of us have been in the system for very long, knowing God far too long. And I've known God in a very early stage of my life. Until today, I'm 55 years old this year, and it can go for the same for you as well. You may be listening in and you have worshipped and served God. You've been in the church for so many years of your life. But this year, we are really quite burdened to take you back to the basics. The basics that gives you strength. And that strength comes through your prayer and fasting. Then Gasile usually takes you on the Bible study on the 8 and 9, Power in the Word, and which we will embark into it after prayer. And then also the reading of the Word of God, that you need to know the Word of God. And in this Word of God, no matter whatever translation of Bible, I always recommend to my family to go on the a New International Version. But on that Word of God that is written, remember that every Word of God, it's alive and active. It's totally different from any other book written. It can be printed, you can be reading, but the Word of God or the Bible, it's alive and active. The Word of God, in it, it's alive. Because in John 1:1, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Which means whatever Word of God that is out there is yours as well. And when you have the combination of these three, oh, it's amazing. It's amazing as a believer on how for you to realize the fact, the power that is upon you, because it's no longer you, it becomes him that is in you. And back to what we were trying to share with us today on the prayer, and it's you know, applicable to anybody, anyone who believes and anyone who is willing to come before God and believe that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So having that prayer life goes for everybody. As a Christian and knowing God, you must pray. You must pray. A prayer is part of it. Most of us, we just go to church and then, you know, like whatever Bible reading, whatever prayer, and whatever needs for you to feed on spiritually, you take it from the church. So there is no personal and no quiet time. There is no personal relationship, which is what we are trying to empower you and also to teach you if you haven't been there or haven't reached there, because that is your strength. When you know and you're talking to somebody you know, it's amazing, because you'll reach a stage that you don't have to sit and really think out your prayer. Just by thinking, with you know, your desire out of your heart, He brings to pass.
Hallelujah.
You're calling out to Him. A prayer comes with a version of call. Anything in the Bible that says, any verse in the Bible that says call, that is through prayer. Not the sound, not how loud, and not the voice. It's the calling. Your heart is actually calling to God. Or when you cry out to God, or you call to God through the Bible verses in the Bible, those are terms used for prayer. Because when you come before God, you call on His name. When you come before God, you cry out to Him. Either in your distress, or you call out to Him because you need His help, you call out to Him, or cry out to Him because of the things that you go through, and back to where you are. Now, masu enonda kede, kekongone, sekongone vuli, sekomani ngasi sara, seomani tutu bumbu sara, bakai kirao, na masu enonda tozoko, enonda tozoko. Yesterday, we were really blessed. There was this a youth on the youth standout program, Sakuveti, Naya Kalo, and I was really blessed with her sharing yesterday. She shared, you know, on writing her list and prayer, and she created a little fasting for herself. Her family, her, you know, mom and dad, came to a time that they just went their separate ways way back in 2020, which is just a few, you know, years back. And she took it to the Lord in prayer. She continued to take to the Lord in prayer. And she created her own fasting days. And she was really desperate. She reached a stage that she wanted to commit suicide, you know, because of the depressing situation that she's in. And it's amazing. And now they're back, you know, they're back together. And when she was sharing yesterday, not only her parents, she also shared, she had a prayer request in her list when she was only in year 9. She wanted to go and study overseas. Now she's in year 13, and that is coming to pass. And now she's waiting for her visa to go. I'm using her as an example because it's no longer just what we are telling you. It's happened to so many people. And you may have your own testimony today on how you have prayed and how God have answered. Look, in Psalms 5, for my family, we are actually going through devotion in the book of Psalms. Every night we recite the Psalms. I read it out to them. And last night, I thank Elijah, he came up with a new idea that everybody needs to read it. One verse each, which we did yesterday. Now we are up to Psalm 6. And every time you read it, and every time you read it, and I was telling my grandchildren, when you don't know how to pray, when you don't know what to tell Him, go through the book of Psalms and read the book of Psalms to Him. You are talking to Him. You are telling Him. Because it's written by King David, you know, who is also known as a man after God's heart. And everything he says is out, you know, of his heart. And as we were going through, in Psalms 5, 3, it says, in the morning you hear my voice. I'm taking you to the personal and quiet time. In the morning you hear my voice. And in the morning I lay my request and I wait expectantly. Look, when you talk to your God, you need to be confident. And how confident can you be? That confidence only comes when you know who you're talking to. It's just like when I'm talking to my husband. How confident I am knowing his capabilities. I am, you know, confident to talk to him and tell him, you know, I'm looking for this, or I'm waiting for this, or would you be able to help me with this? I don't know this. Can you guide me with that? You are only confident to approach or to talk to somebody when you know who you're talking to. And that is the key in prayer. You must know who your God is. You need to know who you're talking to. Because you just can't talk to anybody and you don't know, will it happen or will it not happen? When you're confident and you know who you're talking to, you can tell him anything, he will work. And you can approach him in any way and he will listen. And this morning we would like to encourage you. Prayer is key and prayer is everything. Whatever you desire. It can be as huge as so many things that you're waiting for, and it can be so little, it's just a meal on the table for you. Or you can be just a bus fare to take you from point A to point B. No matter how little and no matter how huge, He answers prayer.
According to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6.
Amen.
When you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue in the corner of the street. I believe that God wants relationship.
Amen.
Rather than performance.
Hallelujah.
He said, don't be like hypocrites. That means they don't have a time, personal time with God.
Amen.
They don't have what we call a quiet time. We only pray when we go to church. We only pray when we are told to pray.
Amen.
Remember, the one that will listen to our prayer is telling us how to pray.
Hallelujah.
He's giving us the example of prayer. So he said, when you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogue and on street corners of their prayers to be seen by men. That means, I believe that God is trying to tell us what happens in the secret is more important than what is seen by people.
Amen.
Is seen by the crowd, like you seeing us standing here talking about prayer. But for us, we're supposed to go and pray. That's why we are very confident to talk about prayer.
Amen.
Because when we pray, we want to pray every morning. We want to pray when we go out to when the tide is low. We want to pray when it's still dark. So the one who will hear our prayer is telling us, when you pray, this is the way you should pray.
Hallelujah.
And I believe it's very important that we have that personal relationship with God. And how can you do that? Through communication. How can you communicate? It's through prayer.
Amen.
Jesus is not saying for us not to pray in church, not to pray in the street corners. But he said, but don't just do it for you to be seen by men. It's not a ritual. It's not a performance. Prayer is something that becomes a relationship.
Yes.
It's part of your life.
Yeah.
Because he said, when you pray, see, when you pray, that means the more prayer that you do in the secret and less prayer for people to see you on the screen like you see us now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means our prayer life is supposed to be even more when you are not seeing us.
Amen.
When you are not knowing what we are doing in the quiet time.
Or Hallelujah.
In early in the morning or late at night. And we are not trying to judge people. We are not trying to point finger at people. We are just sharing because the one that will listen to our prayer is telling us, when you pray, see, when you pray, you're supposed to be like this. So
Hallelujah.
Make sure that you have this quiet time.
Yes.
The most important thing is your quiet time. Eh? The time that only you and God. There will be a time that it's me and my wife and God. So there are times me and God, her and God, and there are times that we come together.
As a family.
As a family.
And that is called devotion.
Family devotion. So there are different types of prayer. The only people can see is the one that we have in the church. So that means Jesus is saying, if you pray in the church, you pray in the street corners. Imagine the amount that is, the time that you spend that people cannot see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And also for prayer, when you, like what I said, when you know who you're talking to, and it's just amazing. Prayer, for those of you who have been praying, maybe you raise your hand today and you said, I've been praying so hard. I have so many things that I've been telling my God, but he doesn't seem to answer. Maybe you've reached that stage. And maybe some of us, we have been in the church for so long that prayer no longer becomes very important to us. For New Methodists, you people know we have our prayer vigil. And some of you people are very, committed to those prayer vigil. Listening to the youths yesterday, a few of them mentioned the same as well. On the midnight, on that the timing that they always pray. We have a lot of things on our list. And we come to God, and then we are always saying to ourselves, oh, God knows what I need. He knows exactly what, you know, what I'm praying for. Well, he knows, but you need to vocalize it. You need to verbalize it. You need to tell him. You need to approach his throne. You need to be confident to say to yourself, I am talking to my God, and I am talking to my Father. And when you talk to him, don't, you know, think of the way that you, how are you going to say it, for you to be so worried about the words you say. No, you talk to him like he's your Father. You approach him like he's your Father. And if you're hurting, you're crying, cry out to him and tell him, it hurts. Lord, it hurts. I used to go through some moments of my life that I really, really cried. Like, it's so painful. And I'll go to the washroom and I'll go to the bathroom and I'll take the longest shower that I will take. I will stand underneath that shower and I'll cry out to him. And I'll call out to him. And I'll tell him, Lord, it hurts. It hurts me so badly. So when you know your God and when you approach him in prayer, you talk to him through your heart. Look, don't worry about how it sounds and don't worry about how you look. You approach him. The most powerful prayer is your own quiet time, is your own personal time, is your own prayer. It's supposed to be the most powerful, the most longest, because you'll never run out of telling him what you want to tell him. Everything and anything. when you have your prayers, a couple, this limitation. For me, I look at its limitation. I can only pray for things that we come in agree and whatever that we discuss for the family, for my TV, for the ministry. And in the devotion, I'll give that time for us to pray for our family, pray for the my grandchildren's schooling and other things, and pray for my children and their individual families. I pray for other things. But the personal and quiet time, your personal prayer and quiet time, that is key. The very important. Prayer, you can do all other prayers, but the most important one is your personal one. It's just amazing. Because there are moments you'll be talking to me and you're so happy. And it's, I'm so happy. And thank you. You answered my prayer. And there are moments when you're really down and out. And you just don't know how. Like this week I was sharing my with our devotion, in our devotion in the evening. Two mornings this week, because we usually go in the morning for our prayer at the seawall. And two mornings this week, I just stood there. I don't know what to tell him. I've reached a moment of my life. There's just so many things that I want to ask him. Oh, I'm feeling so hurt, betrayed. Those moments of my life that I just stand before him and I cannot even vocalize it or any word coming out of my mouth. I just look up to the sky and I cry from within me. And I just cry out to him and I said, I don't know how to talk to you this morning. I'm just standing here and I need you to know I'm standing here. Look, you will have your own experience with your God. There are moments when your children become so rebellious, or you lost your home because of your mortgage. There are personal things you cannot share it with anybody. Like you don't want to talk about it. And then it's just your own personal. And those are the things you take to the Lord in prayer when you have your personal time. And always remember, whenever you are talking to him, imagine his ears inclined to listen to your prayer. No matter how huge and how big, no matter how much, you know, sickness and that volume of sickness, you say to yourself, I will not be healed. So many doctors have, you know, physicians have told me, I cannot be healed. Regardless of what you hear and regardless of the momentum of where you are at, when your prayer life is good, it's just amazing. Because prayer, you can associate it with miracle. Miracle is not a worldly, you know, for me, it's not, the world cannot offer. And miracle, they can describe it. Yeah, they can define it. You can get a definition for it. But miracle, I associate that with prayer and only with the things of God. Because miracle, you cannot describe. A miracle cannot be performed or done by anybody else but God. And that miracle can only happen in your life when you pray. Nothing else. It's only him who can do that. When you're looking and nothing else works, he will come and make it. And when he does, that becomes a miracle. You can see one of my granddaughter running around, my youngest granddaughter, and her name is Lekela Kady Miracle. We have placed Miracle because when she was still, when my daughter-in-law was still pregnant, I think she was still in 4 months. And I remember that morning, we were at the seawall. I saw them sitting as a couple at the edge. And where I was standing, I was quite a fair bit distance from them. And the Holy Spirit just burdened me and tell me, they are talking about something and something that only need me to work in their life. And I was looking at them. I couldn't hear what they're talking about. But standing there, I knew that something was wrong. But later on, they came and shared with me that out of the medical test and the medical report, the baby, the unborn baby that's still being conceived, has got a hole in her stomach, has got a lot of issues in her life, in that baby. Still a fetus in my daughter-in-law's womb. And I told them, you know, you really need to come before the Lord and agree and come in agreement with prayer. Everything else that you always do, this is the time to come clean before God. And that takes me to another level that I want to talk with you. You know, like every time you look and say, okay, prayer is easy. I say the prayer. I've been praying, but nothing seems to happen. No, the Lord will not hear and does not entertain the presence of the wicked. He only hears the prayers of the righteous. Yeah, we are not all righteous, but when you desire to pray that condition, he hears and he is there with you. So I advise him and say, okay, you two come together in prayer, you know, way out your fasting and just pray and believe that God is a miracle working God. And a few months later, as we were sitting in the car, she was going for her next review, and we were in the car together with my husband, and they were sitting together as a couple behind on the seat. And we prayed. Gaselevo prayed for her. And I was laying hands on her stomach because she was going in for another review. And after we prayed that morning, before she walked in for her review again, I turned to them at the back and I said, look, whatever name that you will name this little girl, I will need you to have miracle as part of her name. Because you have to believe and receive that this God miraculously have healed her. And this amazing God did just that. This is a baby that even for teething, she doesn't have the fever. Even for the normal things to have diarrhea or get injection, she doesn't have any of those ailments. When she was born, she was free of everything. That is a miracle, and that is the power of prayer.
Hallelujah.
And you're listening to me today, and you're going through all these issues. Look, the answer is there with you. All you need to do is to believe in him. All you need to do is to call on him. Because according to his word in Jeremiah 33:3, call out to me, and I will answer. I will hear, and I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. And your God is waiting for you this morning. Yes, maybe you raise your hand and said, I've been praying. I know how to pray. And then check. What has he done in your life? Maybe certain things you're waiting on God and it's not happening. Just review your prayer life. Because prayer is your communication with God and you're talking to God. And believe in your prayer because your God is going to perform his miracles in your life.
In Isaiah 59, the Bible says, God's hand is not too short.
Amen.
To perform.
Yeah.
And his ear is not too blocked to hear. And the Bible says, your iniquity is endure and your sin.
Amen.
Iniquity is the sin still in your heart, but you haven't performed.
Hallelujah.
It's still in your heart. That means you're thinking. Your heart is not right with God. And sin is the iniquity is already done. So these are the things that block our prayer.
Hallelujah.
You remember in Matthew chapter 17, there was this father and a boy. They came to the disciple suffering from demon attack. And sometimes this young boy want to commit suicide. They came to the disciple, and the disciple, they can cast out the demons.
Amen.
So when they came to Jesus, Jesus said, you demon, come out. He never prayed. He never laid hands. He just said, demon, come out from that boy.
Hallelujah.
So completely healed that day because the demon came out. Now, the disciple came to Jesus, Matthew 17. The disciple came to Jesus and said, why we cannot cast out the demon?
Amen.
And why you cast out the demon? This is what Jesus said. You faithless and perverse generation. Mm. You faithless. Ni sanga na bagambauta and sanga saranga ni dagalagamana na kalu. So we can pray. You are just praying because you heard from the church. You heard from people like us. We are telling you to pray. But prayer is something about faith. You cannot pray properly unless you have faith.
Amen.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, for those that seek him must believe. Before we come to church, before we sing this morning, we believe that our God is here in Lot 3.
Hallelujah.
We believe that God and his angels surround this place.
Amen.
We believe that every time we go on the road, the angels of the Lord is protecting us. We believe that God will put the food on our table. We believe that any sickness will come away. We can pray and lay hands because we believe. The Bible says, you pray because of your belief.
Amen.
The faith will push you to pray. So when you pray, remember, you are building your faith. When you're building your faith, you are building your prayer. These two, they are directly proportional to one another.
Amen.
You build your prayer, you build your faith.
Yeah.
You want to increase your faith, increase your prayer. See, the more this one goes up, this one goes up. And if your faith starts to increase, your prayer will increase.
Hallelujah.
If you are not praying and the only prayer that you perform is in church or you sit down, that means that is just ritual. So we want to encourage you.
Amen.
That central, never busy. It's always on the line. That means you can pray anytime. Jonah prayed from the tummy of the fish in the middle of the ocean. Daniel prayed from the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they pray from the fire furnace.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you pray and whenever you pray, the where and the when, it depends on you.
Hallelujah.
He's open all the time. He never sleeps, no slumber. That means he's waiting all the time. So when you put aside a time to pray, that means you are serious with your relationship with
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. If you are serious with your relationship, you are only showing up because people are watching. You spend a lot of time
Amen.
With the relationship of the person. Say for husband and wife, when they are still courting, they spend a lot of time showing up so they know one another. They go together,
Man.
Drink tea. So the more they communicate, the more they build up their relationship.
Hallelujah.
You want to build up your relationship with God? Hallelujah. So your prayer will become the prayer of thanksgiving because you believe that God already done.
Hallelujah.
Kwa kanda ni voltambu, madhiu na kena waseona tile tolso vulga rua, ni ukwasa kilao tinaka.
Hallelujah.
So when you build your prayer, hallelujah, when you build your prayer, you build your communication.
Amen.
When you build your communication, you building your relationship with God.
Oh, hallelujah.
So nothing can come near you.
Yes.
When the devil is planning, you know, all the devil will plan is to destroy you, but they can't. Why? Because your relationship. God becomes my fortified city. Hallelujah. You build that through prayer. When you pray, you are telling God that I'm trusting in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm trusting in you. If you talk about our God, you are wasting your time, King Nebuchadnezzar. You just throw us to the fire furnace. You can talk about any other political issue.
Hallelujah.
But don't talk about our God because of their prayer life. We want to encourage you today, regardless of your denomination, when your prayer life is good, your foundation of walking with God is right.
Hallelujah.
You build your relationship through prayer.
Devotion.
T.D. Jakes or the Novita Maniago, Commandos, what again?
Copeland.
The Copeland Ministries, Benny Hinn Ministry. Nakanga kito saramatiko na television. Esa or to the club to Nawanibal. Esa natalin dona kay saram na television. Esa saraming akina. Say kwa na Mose Nicole. Why? Because when you build your prayer life, you build your relationship.
Hallelujah.
When you have a good relationship with God, all you want is God. The people that you go to, the place that you always want to be around, will always want to be in the presence of God. I want to challenge our life.
Yes.
Kavi kenda ni voltambu. O irango, atu nanti sepele. Na baki tu singro ni zemureki na tebor. Ni dogo bi masulang kiti ni kuwa sinila ko tanya alam nila. Sinimbula raw na nakau ko kreatif ko sinyal. Tu nako o irango, erau tiranga na masukin alam.
Hallelujah.
This kind, that means demons. Level to the demons, level do the demons go on with demons. The demons are telling me, and a demon. Do not hear more. This kind, you need prayer and fasting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, we want to challenge our life today. Everyone that you are watching and listening to this God of Our Nation program, we encourage you. Lebo na mo ko may masusirika ni ko na ko salago tigo salago tigo salago tigo salolo ko sa tigo ilo buta turanga chisu salago turanga chisu amen hallelujah sa katanggol ka ilo buta amen hallelujah turanga chisu binak abinak sa teho may nabinak sa toso tigo the closer you draw to God the clearer you start to see
amen
na lebo nga ni no mutorwa na kalwe na masu na kena matalia matata e serro mo na kaku sa tigo bure de tigo so the more Kero mo nga kaya pag kero umbera to kaya matagal mo kero imbarabi. Kero nga we hate ourselves. Baka kero sa umbera ni na appointment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kaya pina kina appointment ng umbera sa kototolo ko ito nga. Because he is time. Before we leave our home lot free to drive down to the Welisio. He is here. He's on Noko Noko Road. He's on the Noko Noko Roundabout. He's on Jerusalem Road. Oh, what a name. MGM corner, Tukika. Everywhere we go from here, to the Wailing Sea Wall, he's already there.
Hallelujah.
So most of the time we're late, he's never late.
Amen. And prayer gives you that confidence that you can pray for your family. You intercede, you stand in the gap for them. Look, we are talking about the personal prayer in terms of you alone, your prayer list, whatever you have written down, whatever that you believe that God can do and will do for you. And also prayer, you can be in New Zealand logging in today or even from America.
Yeah.
And that prayer, you can pray for the protection of your family back here at home, things that you cannot see, cannot reach, you cannot interfere, or you cannot be present here to do something about it. Oh, God can do that for you. Your prayer reaches the whole universe, wherever they are, in whatever way, because you're praying to the creator of the universe, who spoke and everything came to be. We think of the people in Tonga. Maybe some of you have got your relations way back there in Tonga. Some Fijians are there. It's okay. Maybe out of work posting or even religion. So, you know, there's nothing you can do. No flights going. What can you do? But you can come to the Lord in prayer. And when you pray, He works. Say, if you go in for the interview, you want to know the questions being asked. That goes to your personal prayer. I will emphasize more on the personal prayer because that's my cup of tea. I love prayer. And my personal prayer or my quiet time, that's just me. I love talking to this God. And I love just telling Him anything and everything. Look, when you walk in and if you say, okay, you have a scheduled interview, you committed to the Lord, you wouldn't know the questions asked. You wouldn't even know who's sitting there. But He knows because He's been through it tomorrow. Or you tell Him. They said, Lord, I'm going to walk into that room. I will need You to empower me with the question and give me the answers to the questions, even though you haven't gone into the interview, but you ask Him to give you the answers. And that's one thing that I've always briefed my grandchildren. And I know sometimes they listen to Nana, they don't believe. And I'm always telling them, look, when you are studying, don't rely entirely on your own intelligence and your own understanding. You come before God and you tell God, Lord, I know that You've been through my tomorrow. You know exactly the question is going to come. Give me the answer. Guide me to the answer. And when you come before God, this you students that are listening today, whatever that you're studying, when you approach that throne, well, back to the basics, you need to know Him. You need to understand Him. You need to know that He is your God for You to give you the confidence to approach Him. And then when you tell Him, Lord, I'm going to be sitting for my test or the exam is coming, and I will need You to lead me and guide me and lead me to the answer. Look, God has been through your tomorrow. All exam papers coming to you. He knows that because He is God. You need to believe that He is God. And when He knows that, and you plead with Him, and you ask Him, when you actually open your book, He will lead you straight to the answer. He will lead you straight to the answer. So as you study and revise, you're not wasting time reading the whole textbook, trying to, you know, fathom, okay, what's going to come? What if this is going to come? He will lead you straight there. I believe that because I've done it. It happened. It can happen to anybody because He's been through your tomorrow. For those of you going for the interview, or for those of you waiting on your loan application and you're waiting, or maybe on your visa, you're waiting. Look, the defining factor there is you coming before God and believing in prayer that He can bring about miraculous answer to your prayer. But you need to believe and you need to have faith. Like what we are trying to tell you, you know, prayer comes in a lot of ways. It comes in terms of big things you're sitting on. Maybe your list for this year. I've been teaching the church on writing the list. That's how I am. Growing up, I write lists. Sometimes if I'm on, you know, when we go on a flight, my husband will turn to me and tell me, do you ever stop writing? Because I just love to write. I'll have my diary. I have my prayer journal. I look for books, and I love to find different kind of books and design books just so that I can write. I write my list for myself, list for my children, list for my grandchildren, a list for the ministry, list for the company. I continue to write and continue to write. And when I write, I'll put a Bible verse with it because sometimes I'm writing like it doesn't sound so, you know, it sounds so unreal. Like, will it happen? You know, like some things when you write it. Okay, like an example, if you are not working, not earning any money, and you write a car, like to you, automatically, how can I buy it? You know, I'm not getting any pay. How will I get that? Or you want to build a house, or if you want to do a farm, or you can get rent, you can get car. I'll sing you that. It's not going to be under the word in your love. And I come in. Sometimes when you write your list, it becomes so unreal. But write it anyway and believe. And it's going to be so amazing. Nasala na Muriako and what He does to bring that to pass, to bring answer to your prayer. And it's all depending on you today. I've shared it before. I want to share it again here because it's a power of prayer. We went to Germany. We actually have these two cars. We still have one with us. We've actually sold the other one. We have two boxes. And these two cars, when I went and went to the car dealer and I told them, look, I don't want to be paying a loan that is too far out in number of years. And they said, okay, minimum is 5 years. And so no, I don't want to go that way. I want to pay it within the year. And then they said, okay, if you have to pay it within the year, your deposit will be $15,000, which is the money that I don't have in the ministry account. And I said, okay, I'll take that deal. And said, okay, you need to get that and that. And that was December. So, and we were flying out to Germany and England for one of our church conferences. And on our way out, I left a card with Maggie. And I know Maggie's logging in all the way from Tauranga in New Zealand. I gave her the card and I said, Maggie, the money in here is only about 2,000. And pray. Because when I gave Maggie the card, 2 days later, the car dealer would like that 15,000 to happen. We flew into Germany, arrived at the airport, and they took us straight to the place of worship. And he preached. And for me, sitting there, Maggie was vibrating to tell me, okay, Auntie Rai, what do I do? Where will I get the money? I said, Maggie, stop asking and you just have to pray. And I was sitting there listening to Ngasilego preaching. In my heart, I was just waiting, okay, you know, I can't wait to go to the altar. Hallelujah. Because when you approach the altar, you're coming in prayer. You know, most people, they look at the altar and they say, okay, the altar is for the sinners. Or the altar is only for those people who need it. No, altar is for every believer. Altar is a meeting place that you come before God and you talk to God and you tell God. So I was just waiting for that moment for him to finish his preaching, for me to run to the altar to meet my God. Yeah, I meet him there, being in the church. I know he said he can answer me, but I want to be there at the meeting place. I want to walk up to the altar. And soon after he preached, I walked up to the altar. And I walked to the altar and I didn't even hear him. The only thing I could hear was me talking to my God and crying out to God. And he was calling out to say, oh, Randini will come and end our church service today with a benediction. I didn't even hear that. I was standing there. He called me a few times, but I was not listening. I was standing there deafening with my prayer, telling God. And I said, Lord, I need this money to send across to Fiji. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I believe you will do it because I believe that you are able and you are my miracle working God. It's just amazing. And after that prayer and everything, and then we went and have our refreshments, he turned to me and said, boy, I was calling you to come and say the benediction. You didn't even look at me or even, and I looked to him and I said, I mean, I'm so sorry. I'm just so deep in my need with my God. So we went, had our refreshments. 2 o'clock in the morning, we were going back to our hotel room. And that's the time we took our whole family because we went to Germany, Cyprus, and we went to England. And when we were getting in the car, 2 o'clock in the morning out there in Germany, I was the last one to come down because I was trying to clear out, help out with the ladies and come down. By the time I come down, I saw this particular lady standing there, and thank you, Auntie Fifita, and I know you're logging in from Europe and you can be testament to what I'm sharing today. And she was standing there when I came with her little daughter. And I said, oh, she needs prayer. And she said, no, she's been prayed over. And she said, she was holding a big brown envelope. And she mentioned, you know, 2 days before you come, we were really burdened as husband and wife to go to England and get this ready for you. And the conviction from the Lord was so strong in our lives that we need to give you, not tomorrow, today. We need to give this to you today. And she gave this brown envelope. And I looked at her and I said, you know, there's something that I stood before the Lord today at the altar, asking God and waiting on God. And I believe this is the answer. So after we prayed, I went to the car. And when we went to our hotel room and we opened, it had 5,000 pounds. And that 5,000 pounds sent down to Fiji, it is 15,000 Fijian dollars. And that went in, I mean, arrived and came in before. And those are big ticket items. You know, you may have those kind small of prayer lists right there. And you may have the very small ones. Mm. Well, just the recent travel that we've had, we were in America. And about to come back, I didn't even budget that. I didn't even fathom that we were supposed to be doing that. I mean, I was oblivious to the fact that I was supposed to. And we were supposed to have our test, you know, our COVID test, like it's so normal now. We had it here 24 hours before going. But in America, we need to have 3 hours, and there were a lot of other requirements. So I turned to my husband and my daughter, and I said, okay, I'm fasting. If you two up to it, then join me for fasting, because all this requirement, we really need to fast. The COVID test, the requirements, the documentation, if not, we won't be able to be uplifted or to go. And we went in a fasting. And when we went and did our booking, and we asked Talangase Achovesa to do our booking for COVID tests, when he did, he said, oh, it's a $300 US for one person, which I didn't budget, or I didn't have that in mind, that we were going to be doing that. So it that $300 per person. So for the three of us, it's $900 US. And we were going on our last church service in Santa Rosa. So we went in, and as we come out on that day, the day before Sunday, I think it was on Saturday, yeah. When we were coming out at the back door, I saw a message on my phone, and One of our senior pastors turned in and he said, Auntie Rai, I've received a message. And I said, yeah, what is it? This is particular family. Thank you, Wanganivano family. This is the storyline behind your giving. And thank you for listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then he said, they will be transferring this money. And they said for me to pass it on to you how you want. And I said, okay, they can send it directly to you and then you can take it out. And when he did, it was $1,000 US. We were sitting on a $900 US to pay for our test coming back home. You know, it can be so simple, but as we talk to you about prayer, when you know him, it no longer becomes the sitting down and closing your eyes. That becomes your quiet time. And when you live during the day and every week and every moment of your life, it becomes a conversation of your thought and your heart. Whatever your heart cries out to God, it no longer becomes the prayer that you close your eyes and looking for the right words to tell him. No. When you reach this realm, the realm that I'm trying to usher you to, when you know him and you're talking to him, sometimes he will take longer to answer your prayer. And sometimes he answers very fast. And sometimes you wait and you don't know whether it's going to happen or not. But when you, you know, engage in this relationship with him and you know who you're talking to, you call out to him, you cry to him, you laugh with him, and you do everything with him, he becomes your life. So it's no longer you that is alive. It becomes God that is alive within you. And when you think or when you cry out from your heart, he performs. He performs. He performs according to your heart cry to him. Hallelujah. So you may be logging in today and maybe you haven't reached that stage, or maybe you can identify or you can relate to what I'm sharing with us this morning. If you are there, please don't move out from there. Continue, because it takes you to another level. So your big prayer request doesn't seem so difficult and doesn't look so impossible. It can happen. And make 2022 to be the year for you. Oh, hallelujah.
Remember, when you walk with God, prayer life is part of you.
Hallelujah.
You pray when you wake up. You pray when you're walking about.
Yeah.
You pray when you're about to sleep.
Amen.
Prayer is part of your life. During a youth program at the Dome, there was a senior pastor that testified that he was saved in Mangalevu evangelism.
Amen.
I sat there. And I remember that last night. It was on a Friday night. On Friday night, I was still working at that time. There was a 737 down in Usoni.
Amen.
The engineer's been on that engine for about, it was not really the engine, it was the starter to the engine. So they were going about their engineering, diagnosing the problem. And I was supposed to preach in Mangalevu to end those 3 nights. But the engine does not start in Nosori. It was on Nosori to Auckland and Auckland to Nandi.
Amen.
On a Friday afternoon, normally it departed 6:30. And I know if that plane is not leaving for Auckland, I will not leave to Mangalevu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I call the people in our operation room and we hold hands and we pray. After that, then I call our people in Nosori, just asking the pilots hours, because they have limited hours.
Amen.
And if they pass the point of cutoff, they will just stand up and go. They will leave everything because that is according to the agreement. So when I called Nosori, our traffic was busy. I tried to call the controller. I want to know the details, what's going on Nosori, because the time was approaching for me to go and preach in Mangalevu. So I pick up the phone. I call the fire. This is the rescue fire service in Nosori Airport. Out of all the firemen, the one that picked up the phone, we used to play together at Airport Rugby Club in Nandi. And he recognized my voice. Out of all the firemen. See, when you pray, when you believe in prayer,
hallelujah,
God will position everyone and everything.
Believe.
Everyone and everything. And when he heard me, he's from Virata, I'm from Kumbala. We call one another as Chikina because of all of us. We know the relationship between the people of Kumbala and the people of Virata. So, Chikina, what do you want? I said, there's one of our airplanes there. I said, yeah, it's been sitting here for more than 2 hours. And I said, from Nasoso Road, holding on to a telephone, on the landline, Post and Telecom at that
hallelujah
time. Can you hold this handset and face it to the airplane? I pray from Nasoso Road, the HQ for Air Pacific at that time, in Namaka in Nandi, and the receiver is the airport in Usoni. I was still praying. While I was praying, this man interfered. let the engine start.
Hallelujah.
How come the engine start at the time of prayer? People can say it's a coincidence, or maybe it just happened. People in the world, they can say lucky. But for me, because I ask God, if this plane can't go, then I will not be released, because this is my area of responsibility and accountability. Please, can you do something? This was the little words of prayer that I say. Because when you talk to God, you just have to be just simple.
Amen.
And straight.
Amen.
Clear and concise. Lord, you are God of Elijah and you are God of fire. That engine in Osori needs a fire. The air starter can't give the fire to the engine. Lord, send the fire that was sent in Mount Campbell. Send it to Nusori. I was still on the phone. Bang, the engine start. The airplane take off to Auckland.
Hallelujah.
And I take off to Mangalore. Hallelujah. So when this, Dr. Gasseru, if you're listening this morning, when this young man normally testify high with marijuana and on the other side of the fence, just because of who? Just one preaching. Because of that prayer, that airplane took off to Auckland, I took off to Mangalore, and somebody took off to the Lord. So I want
Hallelujah.
To say today, a simple prayer. The cabinet can be empty. The
yes.
bank is already not zero, already minus.
Amen.
Just a simple prayer.
Amen.
Joseph, King Joseph, for 40 days they were fasting. They said, three big armies are coming. The seers, the Amorites, and the Moabites.
Man.
Three army against a small army. One army, one of the three armies, is much, much bigger than the Israel army. They were crying. They were crying to the Lord. You the God that saved us from Egyptians. You are the God that took us in the desert. Where are you now? So, and God, the Spirit of God moving.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, tomorrow you go up and fight. Take a position. Don't fight because the battle is not yours. Do you know the battle is not yours?
Hallelujah.
See, your duty is to pray. Take up your position and pray. And God will do miraculous things in your life. The simple thing. Hallelujah. We're talking about the big things, but it can be a simple.
Yes.
For us, we pray about for everything. Everything we pray. You drive on the road, you pray. We sing along, we pray. We tell a lot to one another, we just pray. Prayer is your communication with your God. See, our God is too simple. Sometimes we just make it so difficult to approach God. We want to put big, big words in, and you try to pray to God. No, He understands the simplicity of your life. He understands the very thing that you go through every day. We are worshiping
yes.
from our home.
Mark 11:24. You know, he says, you ask him for everything.
Everything.
And then he says, but you need to believe you've received it and you will have it. You just need to ask for everything, everything. And I remember, I don't know whether Gaselevi can still remember, Carlos is sitting here with us, Joshua's friend. One of the mornings, we went to the seawall, and as we stood there, we were in a sandy wall, in a reef, another cow. And as I look on the catch of a ni kibaka dali the kavanangari, but they lobster, a twivy. Do they swim in the normal sea or where are they? Yo kiro get to the edge, and then he said, hey, the kosana of no quest to kina noya, etukina erna
lobsters,
na loss of a baby, now urau, erandamichikara, munubutuna, and a buso, a quiver mother let go. And then when I was looking, in my mind, I'm already imagining, and I said, man, I would love lobster. I don't really like lobster. I love my lobster money. But when I was standing there, and I said, I would really love to have a lobster. And then it was in the morning. So we came past security, and the security turned to me, and then he said, oh, Auntie Ray, I just want to tell you, Carlos alakumai, but kina nona taro sa alakutali. Oh, iko sa alakutali vei, but leto Carlos, na darungo echikivale, friend Joshua and being part of our family. for a break in the pandemic, and he was supposed to be returning. So I don't know what to say. And then when I asked him, what is the money? He said, I'm going to get money. I'm going to get a lobster, a lobster, a urau. I'm going to get a lobster. And when I came up, I mean, imagine this is early morning prayer, or like on a Saturday morning. When I woke up, and I saw five big lobsters sitting here. Ooh, and I was just standing there. Hallelujah. I mean, it was during my prayer time. Hallelujah. Looking out to that Zakawa reef. And I don't even know where the crab and the thinking. Lobster in. You know, just by thinking. I don't just really need thinking. It, but just by thinking. And, you know, when Carlos came back home, I said, Carlos, did your father go out to the sea? And he said, no, we just went to Lamy and we brought it and dropped it. I mean, it could have been any other time. It could have been any other day. But the moment, the time. And let's go back to what I'm trying to say. When you know him and you have a relationship with him, you think it, you have it. You desire it, you have it. And it's within your reach. And if you're stuck all the way out there, all over the world, and your family is back here and you can't do anything about it because they're sick, and you're trying to rack your brains, what are you going to do? Look. Go to the Lord in prayer. And you're waiting on your visa and you don't know what the answer is going to be. Go to the Lord in prayer. Because you have faith. God is going to work miraculously in his own way. Not your way. In his own way to bring it to pass for you. To benefit you. And by desiring it, it can happen to your life. Anybody who is willing. It can be a child. I've got a son. A grandson, Sonny. Sonny.
Sonny sitting here.
Sitting here, he loves. Sonny is the kind of person. They just tell me the way it is. The other two, they will take the time, you know, think it over. Or if I ask, okay, do you people need anything? Or you want me to get anything? Or your son, you know, just the way it is, he will tell you. So, this and that and that and that. Okay, tell mommy to send me the list. Every time when we call and we are on the Viber video, show me, like you've got my stuff, show me. And because he's so direct with it, he knows, I mean, it's him asking his Nana. And most of the time he will come and say, Nana, you know, I was thinking about that. I went on a friend, went to domain, came back, this small boy, French boy, that he befriended when we went on the Captain Cook cruise. Saw everything there, the skateboard and whatever. Nana, I really like that. So what I'm trying to tell us today, there are moments like, for him, he come directly to me because he knows whatever that he asks me, I will try my way to do it because he knows me. He knows his Nana. That no matter what Nana does or what Nana doesn't have, Nana will always do that. And I have that relationship with him. And Joshua, sometimes he'll come and I'll stand back and say, it's a bit expensive, but I would love to. And why I'm sharing that, because when you know your God, he's so definite of me that he can ask me anything. And sometimes when he asks me something, I don't even have the money for it. But he does it. God does it for me. I mean, that's another level, and that's another for me, and that's my business. But for him, look at me. I want to see my grandson. It's like, nothing that I tell Nana that she cannot do. Even though he knows that I am here at home, and even though I know that sometimes I don't have it, but his faith in his Nana, that I can do anything for him. And that's like you, to your God. When you look at God, don't ever doubt, no element of doubt. Don't ever think, okay, will he answer? Will he do it? No, don't ever raise the question in your mind. Erase it completely from your mind. Any small element of doubt, cancel everything that you're coming to God about. Look, write your list for this year, 2022. You've been writing your list. People that we do not know, haven't not met, do not belong to New Methodist. Yeah, I've been seeing your updates, sending email and sending me texts to say, thank you, Randini. I've been listening to the program of Wakawa Muria, there's a couple way back in Navua. I know you're listening this morning. New Methodist. They came in through pandemic, lost their jobs in the process. One of them managed to go back to work, the wife, and only got 2 days' pay. And in their list, they have a farm. They have the farm. They want to have a child, and they want to buy a car. 3 weeks into the pandemic, in the midst of it all, we go through struggle. But now, Only one is working, only 2 days pay. And when I text back to them and I said, look, you pray, come in agreement, and believe that this God can miraculously answer your prayer. And it's just amazing. 3 weeks down the line, they invited to tell me, oh, Randini, now we're waiting on the other two. Look, you're listening to me today. You may be in New Methodist and you listen to this and sometimes become so okay, like a scratch record. There goes Auntie Ryan again and her list. Look, it has worked. It worked in my life. This list, this basic list, got the ministry to where it is today. The truck, the bus, everything in this ministry worked through this list. My TV clearance of the debt of more than half a million happened through the list and happened through prayer. And standing there, as he shared about the fasting, when you have that prayer, that fasting, increase your faith, nothing, absolutely nothing that is ahead of you cannot happen. It can happen. It will happen. So raise your level of faith today and start your prayer. 2022 2022. Get on. I started this new thing for my devotion, for my family. I said, we've been coming in with gratitude. We've been seeing our Bible verses. I want us to go deeper into the word. The time will come. In the years to come, you will always remember these nights as we sit and read together with Nana and Pa every night in our devotion. Those will be the takeaway points for you. One moment and one time, you will remember, because it was my life. Every devotion I used to have with my dad and my mom, every Bible verse that I used to recite to my dad and my mom becomes me today. All those things that I learned over the years of growing up, it has defined me today. It has become my focus, my heart, my relationship with my God. And if you're listening today, yeah, we can say we are all busy with our life, busy with our work. Parents, please, find the time. Sit down. It may be 20 minutes. It may be half an hour. No matter how short it can be. Find the time to sit with your children and have that devotional prayer. Find the time to sit together as a couple and have that couple prayer. And find the time to sit with your family, to have the whole family coming in to worship God. And you must find the time and make the time. Early in the morning or even late in the night when everybody's asleep, you must have personal and quiet time. All the others you can compromise, but never compromise your personal and quiet time. Oh, hallelujah.
In Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus said, because of your unbelief.
Amen.
Because of your unbelief, things do not happen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, for if your faith is like a mustard seed, then you can say to this mountain, move over there. And this mountain to go to the sea to swim. They will do so.
Amen.
And Jesus said, however, this kind does not go except by fasting and prayer.
Amen.
It is something that we must learn from, that everything is possible with God. When you have faith like a mustard seed, okay. When you look at the mustard seed, how small that thing. And then Jesus said, if your faith is like that, you can move any mountain. What are those mountains? Mountains are the things that you face in this life.
Amen.
The things that you are struggling for. Maybe financial breakthrough, it's not happening. Maybe your relationship, it's very hard for you to get up early in the morning to pray.
Amen.
Anything that becomes a mountain is seen is something that becomes a barrier to achieve what you're supposed to achieve.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if your faith is like a mustard
seed, yes,
then you can say to this mountain, see, when you have that relationship with God, I tell you, you speak to the mountain. You don't ask God. You speak to the mountain because you already have God in you.
Amen.
And the word that you say, because the word that is already in you, and John chapter 1 verse 1, that he is the word. When he is the word that you hear, it becomes your life. So when you speak, the word that comes into you is the same word that goes out.
Amen.
We want to encourage young people that you are here. Try to exercise your faith in the little things.
Amen.
Your studies, your going to school, claiming your place in year 11, year 12,
year 9,
year 10. You claim that.
Yes.
Why? Because you have faith in God. Jesus said, because of your unbelief. That means, he's speaking to who? He's speaking to Reverend Peter, Bishop John, Superintendent James. He's speaking to them. These are the people that surround him. That means God is speaking to us.
Amen.
Speaking to us standing here at Lottery, speaking to our children, and speaking to you. See, most of the time we don't believe in God. Hallelujah. Now, in Fijian, it's difficult to really understand. Ni sanga na mga bota ni nde sara bibi nakati. Ye na mga pritania sara ro sara mi dotora. Without faith, it is impossible.
Amen.
To please God.
Yeah.
How can God answer your prayer when he's not pleased with you?
Hallelujah.
How can you please God? How can you please God? You don't please God with building a house. You don't please God with this, that. You please God by having believing him. So we want to challenge our life today. As we come to our Holy Communion yeah. time, we want to challenge every one of us. You build up your prayer life. That means you build up your faith. When your faith is good, your prayer life, see, they go one after the other. Any one of them moves up, the other one will follow. When your faith is good, your prayer life is good. When your prayer life is good, your faith comes up.
Hallelujah.
Challenging everyone. Every church denomination, members that you are watching this morning, we have access to God through
yes.
faith. You know, we access to God through faith.
Amen.
Not through our denomination, not through the style of worship. It's through our faith.
Yeah. We are going to be approaching our Holy Communion time. Look, it's nothing to do with the church. If you're logging in today and maybe you do not go to church, but this is the only time that you come before God and you treat it like the only time in the whole week for you to do something that is spiritual. And if you're one of those families or one of those individuals, we would like to welcome you. And don't ever think that whatever that we are sharing today, that it cannot happen in your life. It can also happen in your life. Maybe it sounds so hard for you to achieve, but take it one step at a time and know it can also happen in your life. And you must believe that. And for those of you who have been following the program and you know, can understand a fair bit of it, today, if you haven't had a notebook, thank you, Stokovetti, yesterday. I'm just so inspired with what you shared yesterday. She showed her book that has been with her for years, filled up, and she had another book. So find a book. And the book that she was showing yesterday is like the 50 cents, 60 cents one you can grab from any shop here. And I'm also, for overseas, it's so cheap. Like maybe you say to yourself, okay, I've got all my prayers in my mind. I don't really need to write it down. If you have been having it in your mind all these years and it's taking longer to be answered, maybe this is the year for you to find a book and write it down. And write down those prayer lists. You need to. And as you write, you need to write the Bible verse on that prayer book or the prayer journal you have. Because as we approach the Holy Communion, and look, forget about anybody else and everybody else around you. You just think of God and remember the list that you have written or the list that you know you are presenting to God. And when you write your prayer book, always write this Bible verse, Jeremiah 32, 27. When he's talking and telling us, he is the God of all mankind, what can he not do? And you must write down, Luke 1:37. With God, absolutely nothing is impossible. Whatever impossibility that you're sitting on, the prayer request that you thought will never happen, today you need to believe that it can happen in your life. And also in Psalms 2, 7 and 8, the Lord said, David the psalmist, he said, the Lord decrees, you are my son, and today I have become your father, and I will give you, ask of me, he said, he's telling you that, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth, your possession. What are you sitting on? No matter how big and how matter how trivial and how small it is, God has given you that authority. He's telling you today, you are his son and he is your father. And he's telling you today, ask of me. I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth, your possession. Write that on your prayer journal. And every time you feel so little, thinking, will he answer? Will he ever answer? You need to believe that he will. According to the truth of his words, he will answer because he is there listening to your heart's cry. Mm-hmm. And just a quick recap, I had my grandson Joshua. He was only 5 years old. And at that point in time, I was so taken up with him. Like, he became the most focus of my life. The only thing that matters in my life at that time. And we were running this ministry, coming, the ministry have started. And Gasilevo, most of the time, was spending in Suva. Most of them were in Suva. And that particular morning, I remember vividly. And I used to give excuses of the things of God because I just want to be with Joshua. And Joshua was growing up and the first grandchild that I've had. And that weekend, because we usually come to Suva every weekend, he came with the family. And I couldn't get leave, so I have to work and then come and join them in the weekend. But that particular morning, Friday morning, I usually have my quiet time and my time that I pray, or my personal time. As I was praying, I felt so uneasy. I knew something was going to happen, but I couldn't place it. And as I was walking, you know, up and down the house, and I look at the time, it's 5:30, I was feeling so uncomfortable. And then the phone rang. When the landline rang, in my heart, automatically I knew something is wrong. When I pick up the phone, it was my husband from Suva on the other side of the line. We used to come and visit one of Gasilevo's brother's home in Lami, and we used to go there for the weekend. And in this house, it's right on a little hill, and it's double story. It's quite a fair bit high. And the bottom part is covered up with a cemented, driveway. And only on the side has got grass and the flower beds, but it's all cemented. And that porch, they have quite a big porch, and we always hang out in there or sleep at the porch. But that particular morning, they were sleeping at the porch, and Joshua climbed the railings and fell out. You know, when he was just saying, Joshua fell off the railing from the top floor. In my heart, I cried and I knew, you know, how can he be alive? Because of the pavement, because of the cemented driveway down there. But as I was on the phone, in my heart, I cried out to the Lord in prayer. And I said, Lord, please save my grandson. I promise you that I will not allow my love for my grandson to take me away from doing your work. And at that moment, after his point, I said, we're going to rush him now to the doctor to go to the private hospital. When he fell, surprisingly, I mean, just not surprisingly, it's miraculously. I don't know what happened. But he's supposed to land on that cement driveway. Something happened, and I knew that was just God. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. My grandson landed on the side of the house on a flower bed. No scratch, no nothing, not even a scar, not even any blood or anything coming out from his body. No scratch at all. So they rushed him to the doctor. And when they went to the doctor and he was walking around, and I kept on calling my husband and said, how is he? No, he's walking around, he's smiling, he's laughing, he's not even in pain. When he had his check, no trace of anything, nothing at all, no scar, not even anything that will, you know, need a small band-aid. There was nothing. He was untouched. And I believe that was the power of prayer. Look, whatever that you're sitting on, you need to believe that your God can do anything for you. You need to believe today. I will ask the family to lead us with the worship. And as we sing this song, I will want you to join us in having the Holy Communion. Stand if you are in the zone or if you are having a worship. And also if you're in the family, please, wherever you are, join us this morning with faith, with belief, with your list, crying out to God that He is the God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. And all my days I'll be held in your hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
And all my life you have been so good. The goodness of God, singing all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. And every breath that I am made,
thank you, Lord, we praise your name.
Oh, I will sing.
You glorify your name.
Yeah.
Bible says, Jesus reminding the disciples. When they partake the bread that night, he reminds them. And also partaking the wine.
Amen.
Reminding them. You have to do this and remember me. Paul wrote again in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Remember that God reminds us of Holy Communion. Partaking bread and wine is part and parcel of the promises of God.
Amen.
So we as a church, we as a family, we as a couple, or you are sitting there alone and you are having this or believing of this.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus reminds us. Because when we partake the bread, we remember. This is the physical bread. We remember his flesh. This is the physical wine, remembering his blood. So when we come together, we will remember him. The things that he has to go through because of us, because of our life, because of our sin. He took our sins to himself.
Amen.
So we remember his body.
Amen.
So let us partake together. After that, he poured out the wine and said, this is my blood, represent my blood. And when you partake, it is a new covenant. So, let us partake together. Lord, we come before you today.
Amen.
We come because you said that we must always remember you.
Amen.
In partaking bread and partaking wine, which is we call Holy Communion. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for giving your life.
Amen.
Because of us. We were not bought by silver and gold or the richness of this world. We were bought by the precious blood.
Amen.
And we thank you. We come before you as husband and wife, as a person, as a family, or as a church. We come before you remembering your body and remembering your blood.
Amen.
We say thank you, Father God. Because of that, we are accepted into the kingdom. Because we receive you as our personal Savior. We receive you as our God, as our Lord, as our King, as our Master, our Savior, our friend, and our everything. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for today, for the Holy Communion today. We
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, that when we partake, we remember you, and because you always remember us.
Amen.
We have a prayer list. We have a prayer box that yeah. we pray over later. And we thank you, Father God, allowing this time for us to come together, individual, as a family, as husband, as wife, or even just brothers and sisters out there that we are listening and partaking together.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And now, we have a prayer box, and you have your prayer list. Hallelujah. We'll ask Randini to pray over all the prayer list here and the one that you have there. So let us come before the Lord. Eh?
Yes, you will have your prayer list that you have written, or those who you haven't written yet, but it's there in your mind, in your heart. I will need you to come in agreement. Look, it's not the wording of the prayer that God will listen to. It's your heart that calls out.
Yes.
So if you're sitting on the need, you find a space in your heart for you to really call out to the Lord today. Because for your prayer to be answered, it's you and not the prayer that we mentioned. So it can be a visa, it can be health, it can be Thanksgiving to those of you who have been suffering from COVID and now you are free, tested negative.
Yes.
It can be the request of you clearing your mortgage or buying properties. It can be any other thing, no matter how little and no matter how big. Come in agreement with us as we pray to the Lord today. Father,
Amen.
We commit every prayer request, those who have been written and the ones that have been sent across.
Oh.
Father, we pray and we commit them to you, wherever they are, all over the world, wherever they're standing, in America, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Vanuatu, in Cyprus, in Germany, in Manila. Father, in everywhere, according to the universe, Lord Jesus, wherever they are, globally, in Tonga, for those who are calling out to your name, pleading to you, Father, for help in those flood-prone areas. yes, all over the world, oh Lord, we just commit them to you. Father, you will hear their heart's cry. You will, Father, reach out your hand and hold their hand, oh Father, and guide them and lead them and carry them up to your bosom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, hear their prayer and hear their hearts today. The children, the school children that are calling out to you, oh Father, please hear them.
Yes.
Placement for their school, achievement in their school, tertiary study doors to open, oh Father. Travel overseas, oh Lord, for those who desire to do so. We come in agreement and we believe and we receive that, oh Father. Those that are wanting babies and calling out in your name, bless their womb and open their womb, Father, this morning, and bring to pass your miracle into their womb today. Miracle into the clearance of their mortgage. Miracle into the achievement. Father, every door that has closed, you will open. You will make it happen. Father, we just commit all unto you. You're going to heal them, you're going to restore them, and you're going to answer their heart's cry. We come before you, Father, and we believe and we receive. Meet them according to their level of faith, and meet them according to their prayer list to you. And meet them, Father, as they call out on your name. You promise us in Psalms 5:3, Lord, you hear our voices in the morning, and in the morning we lay our requests, and we wait expectantly. People have been waiting all these years, oh Father. They've been calling your name in the morning, and they will be, oh Father, giving their prayer request to you. And you will say, oh Father, you will answer their prayer from your holy mountain. Answer them this morning and answer them at all times. Father, lead them and guide them and know that they are your children and you are their Father. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, that is for today, God of our nation, and we would like to thank everyone and everybody joining us today. We would like to welcome you. Please just raise your hand as we give back God the glory today. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Once again, thank you. The time has caught up with us. Join us at 3 o'clock. If you don't have anywhere to go and you want to still have more, Uncle Silly, we will be taking part at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so you can join us again. And on that note, see you next Sunday, and thank you once again.
Remember, this is the physical bread. We remember his flesh. This is the physical wine, remembering his blood. So when we come together, we will remember him. The things that he has to go through because of us, because of our life, because of our sin. He took our sins to himself.
Wherever you are, the Bible says, Jesus reminding the disciples.
When they partake the bread that night, he reminds them. And also partaking the wine.
Amen.
Reminding them. You have to do this. And remember me. Paul wrote again in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Remember that God remind us of Holy Communion. Partaking bread and wine is part and parcel of the promises of God.
Amen.
So we as a church, we as a family, we as a couple, or you are sitting there alone and you are having this or believing. After that, he poured out the wine and said, this is my blood, represent my blood. And when you partake, it is a new covenant. So, let us partake together. Lord, we come before you today.
Amen.
We come because you said that we must always remember you.
Amen.
In partaking bread and partaking wine, which is we call Holy Communion. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for giving your life.
Amen.
Because of us. We were not bought by silver and gold or the richness of this world. We were bought by the precious blood.
Amen.
And we thank you. We come before you as husband and wife, as a person, as a family, or as a church. We come before you remembering your body and remembering your blood.
Amen.
We say thank you, Father God. Because of that, we are accepted into the kingdom. Because we receive you as our personal Savior. We receive you as our God, as our Lord, as our King, as our Master, our Savior, our friend, and our everything. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for today, for the Holy Communion today. We
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Father God,
that when we partake, we remember you, and because you always remember us.
Amen.
We have a prayer list. We have a prayer box that we pray over later. And we thank you, Father God, allowing this time for us to come together, individual, as a family, as husband, as wife, or even just brothers and sisters out there that we are listening and partaking together.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And now, we have a prayer box, and you have your prayer list. Hallelujah. We'll ask Randini to pray over all the prayer list here and the one that you have there. So let us come before the Lord. Yeah?
Yes, you will have your prayer list that you have written, or those who you haven't written yet, but it's there in your mind, in your heart. I will need you to come in agreement. Look, it's not the wording of the prayer that God will listen to. It's your heart that calls out.
Yes.
So if you're sitting on the knee, you find a space in your heart for you to really call out to the Lord today. Because for your prayer to be answered, it's you and not the prayer that we mentioned. So it can be a visa, it can be health, it can be thanksgiving to those of you who have been suffering from COVID and now you are free, tested negative.
Yes.
It can be the request of you clearing your mortgage or buying properties. It can be any other thing, no matter how little and no matter how big. Come in agreement with us as we pray to the Lord today. Father,
amen.
We commit every prayer request, those who have been written and the ones that have been sent across.
Oh.
Father, we pray and we commit them to you, wherever they are, all over the world, wherever they're standing, in America, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Vanuatu, in Cyprus, in Germany, in Manila. Father, in everywhere, according to the universal Lord Jesus, wherever they are, globally, in Tonga, for those who are calling out your name, are pleading to you, Father, for help in those flood-prone areas. All over the world, oh Lord, we just commit them to you. Father, you will hear their heart's cry. You will, Father, reach out your hand and hold their hand, oh Father, and guide them and lead them and carry them up to your bosom.
You,
Lord, hear their prayer and hear
God.
Their hearts today. The children, the school children that are calling out to
you,
oh Father, please hear them.
Yes.
Placement for their school, achievement in their school, tertiary study doors to open, oh Father.
Receive,
travel overseas, oh Lord, for those who desire to do so. We come in agreement and we believe and we receive that, oh Father. Those that are wanting babies and calling out in your name,
yes,
bless their womb and open their womb,
yes.
Father, this morning, and bring to pass your miracle into their womb today.
Remember, this is the physical bread. We remember his flesh. This is the physical wine, remembering his blood. So when we come together, we will remember him. The things that he has to go through because of us, because of our life, because of our sin. He took our sins to himself.
Amen.
So we remember his body.
Amen.
So let us partake together. After that, he poured out the wine and said, "This is my blood. Represent my blood. And when you partake, it is a new covenant."
Their mortgage, miracle into the achievement. Father, every door that has closed, you will open, you will make it happen. Father, we just commit all unto you.
Yeah.
You're going to heal them, you're going to restore them,
yes.
And you're going to answer their heart's cry. We come before you, Father, and we believe and we receive. Meet them according to their level of faith and meet them according to their prayer list to you. And meet them, Father, as they call out on your name. You promise us in Psalms 5:3.
Yes.
Lord, you hear our voices in the morning, and in the morning we lay our requests and we wait expectantly.
Yes.
People have been waiting all these years, oh Father. They've been calling your name in the morning, and they will be, oh Father, giving their prayer request to you. And you will say, oh Father, you will answer their prayer from your holy mountain. Answer them this morning and answer them at all times. Father, lead them and guide them, and know that they are your children and you are their Father. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen
and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that is for today, God of our nation. And we would like to thank everyone and everybody joining us today. We would like to welcome you. Please just raise your hand as we give back God the glory today. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Once again, thank you. The time is caught up with us. Join us at 3 o'clock. If you don't have anywhere to go and you want to still have more, Uncle Silly, we will be taking part at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so you can join us again. And on that note, see you next Sunday, and thank you once again.
Let us partake together. Lord, we come before you today.
Amen.
We come because you said that we must always remember you.
Amen.
In partaking bread and partaking wine, which is we call Holy Communion. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for giving your life.
Amen.
Because of us. We were not bought by silver and gold or the richness of this world. We were bought by the precious blood.
Amen.
And we thank you. We come before you as husband and wife, as a person, as a family, or as a church. We come before you remembering your body and remembering your blood.
Amen.
We say thank you, Father God. Because of that, we are accepted into the kingdom. Because we receive you as our personal Savior. We receive you as our God, as our Lord, as our King, as our Master, our Savior, our friend, and our everything. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for today, for the Holy Communion today. We
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, that when we partake, we remember you, and because you always remember us.
Amen.
We have a prayer list. We have a prayer box that we pray over later. And we thank you, Father God, allowing this time for us to come together, individual, as a family, as husband, as wife, or even just brothers and sisters out there that we are listening and partaking together.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And now, we have a prayer box and you have your prayer list. Hallelujah. We'll ask Randini to pray over all the prayer list here and the one that you have there. So let us come before the Lord. Eh?
Yes, you will have your prayer list that you have written, or those who you haven't written yet, but it's there in your mind, in your heart. I will need you to come in agreement. Look, it's not the wording of the prayer that God will listen to. It's your heart that calls out.
Yes.
So if you're sitting on the need, you find a space in your heart for you to really call out to the Lord today. Because for your prayer to be answered, it's you. And not the prayer that we mentioned. So it can be a visa, it can be health, it can be Thanksgiving to those of you who have been suffering from COVID and now you are free, tested negative.
Yes.
It can be the request of you clearing your mortgage or buying properties. It can be any other thing. No matter how little and no matter how big, come in agreement with us as we pray to the Lord today. Father,
Amen.
We commit every prayer request, those who have been written and the ones that have been sent across.
Oh.
Father, we pray and we commit them to you, wherever they are, all over the world, wherever they're standing, in America, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Vanuatu, in Cyprus, in Germany, in Manila. Father, in everywhere, according to the universe, Lord Jesus, wherever they are, globally, in Tonga, for those who are calling out to your name, are pleading to you, Father, for help in those flood-prone areas. All Amen. Over the world, oh Lord, we just commit them to you. Father, you will hear their heart's cry. You will, Father, reach out your hand and hold their hand, oh Father, and guide them and lead them and carry them up to your bosom.
You,
Lord, hear their prayer
oh,
and hear their hearts today. The children, the school children that are calling out
yes,
to you, oh Father,
yes,
please hear them.
Yes.
Placement for their school, achievement in their school, tertiary study doors to open, oh Father.
Receive,
travel overseas, oh Lord, for those who desire to do so. We come in agreement and we believe and we receive that, oh Father. Those that are wanting babies and calling out in your name,
yes,
bless their womb and open
bless
their
Lord.
Womb,
yes.
Father, this morning, and bring to pass
it.
Your miracle into their womb today. Miracle into the clearance of their mortgage. Miracle into the achievement. Father, every door that has closed, you will open. You will make it happen. Father, we just commit all unto you.
Yes.
You're going to heal them, you're going to restore them,
yes.
and you're going to answer their hearts. hearts yes. cry. We come before you, Father, and we believe and we receive. Meet them according to their level of faith and meet them according to their prayer list to you. And meet them, Father, as they call out on your name. Mm-hmm. You promise us in Psalms 5:3.
Yes.
Lord, you hear our voices in the morning, and in the morning we lay our requests and we wait expectantly.
Yes.
People have been waiting all these years, oh Father. They've been calling your name in the morning, and they will be, oh Father, giving their prayer request to you. And you will say, oh Father, you will answer their prayer from your holy mountain. Answer them this morning and answer them at all times. Father, lead them and guide them and know that they are your children and you are their Father. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen and amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that is for today, God of our nation, and we would like to thank Hallelujah. Everyone and everybody joining us today. We would like to welcome you. Please just raise your hand as we give back God the glory today. Two, three. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Once again, thank you. The time has caught up with us. Join us at 3 o'clock if you don't have anywhere to go and you want to still have more. Uncle Silly, we will be taking part at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so you can join us again. And on that note, see you next Sunday, and thank you once again.